So we celebrated Independence Day yesterday in our nation, a celebration of our freedoms. And we know that true freedom comes only from Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And we oftentimes can get glimpses of this freedom as we read the stories in the scriptures, as we see the life of Jesus being unfolded before us, and the effect of his life, his words, and the people around him. And so we see today these two men who were possessed, and then they were healed. They were set free. And so when we think about freedom, this is the image that we should truly have in our minds and our hearts, so that we can enjoy the freedoms in the natural sphere, the patriotic freedoms or our political freedoms, only have any meaning whatsoever if we first experience the freedom in Jesus Christ. And so what a wonderful example this is in this brief story. Very vivid, easy to imagine these details of these pigs jumping off and drowning into the water. But these two men, can we imagine the life that they had been living? The torment that they had experienced for themselves? Because we've all experienced, to some degree, the wrath of someone else or the effect of someone else's disordered life. But we know it's worse for them on the inside. And so no one could be around these men. These men probably could not be around themselves. And so while the community experienced freedom in a sense, these two men experienced it to a greater extent. And then when we think about freedom, these men were freed from this demonic possession. But they were freed in a greater sense, not just from the demons, not just from sin, but they were set free for love. And this is the object, this is the goal of our life, is to love. And so when we see these miraculous works that Jesus does in the lives of these people, when we see the work that Jesus does in the lives of the people around us, it should inspire us to also pray for that same freedom, to know, to not only be not held bound by sin, but so that we could be free to love. This is why God has made us, to love him and to love our neighbor because of our love of him. And then we can look at the end of this passage. The whole town came out to meet Jesus. We've heard that many times in the scriptures, but we don't always hear this. They begged him to leave their district. Why? We don't have the exact reason. Maybe the pigs were their livelihood, and now they were broke and they were mad at Jesus, killed their way of earning money. Maybe they were scared of the power on display. Maybe they were expecting a different kind of Messiah. We don't know. But we do know that oftentimes we don't appreciate the way Jesus comes to us. We don't always appreciate the way that he chooses to do his work in our life. We don't appreciate it because we're not yet free. And so we pray for that grace of freedom, that opening prayer that we've been chosen by adoption through our baptism to be free, to stand on the truth. And we prayed not to be wrapped in the darkness of error, but to stand always in the truth, always in the light. This is what freedom brings us. So whether we're like these men and tormented by these demons, or we're simply a little bratty and we want our way all the time, we ask to be set free, free from sin, so we can be free for love.